Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm your host, John Kuzma, and thank you for tuning in to EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle podcast. We always have your latest NFL news and updates. Appreciate you guys tuning in, as always. And let's get right to the rundown of things. First things first, RG3 signs a one-year contract with the Baltimore Ravens. RG3 actually was out of football all of last year. He's actually the last Cleveland Browns quarterback to get a win for their team because Cleveland went 0-16 last year. Before that, RG3 won the last game for the Browns. Well, after that, RG3 spends the whole 2017 season out of the league, and you got guys like David Fail, Scott Tolzien, and Tom Savage who are all on NFL rosters, but, you know, RG3's left out in the cold, and he couldn't get a deal. Finally, the Ravens step up and do sign him. It's good to see RG3 back in the league. You know, he was a star coming out of Baylor, high draft pick, very explosive player. You know, when he got to the NFL, he had a little bit of happy feet in the pocket. The pressure kind of overwhelmed him a little bit. But, you know, he deserves a chance to mature and grow a little bit as a player just like everybody else. I didn't think he was so bad that he didn't deserve a roster spot. So I thought it was kind of messed up what the teams did to him last season, especially with other guys like the guys I mentioned on NFL rosters. No offense to those guys, but RG3 is just a better player. So he deserves this gig, and you got to give credit to the Ravens for stepping up. He's going to come in behind Joe Flacco and be a little bit of insurance. You know, he's just kind of like Kaepernick. You know, Kaepernick spent the whole year out last year out of the league. And the thing is, Kaepernick, you know, he knelt during the national anthem, so that's why teams were mad at him. But RG3, he just kind of got weeded out unfairly. I'd like to see both those guys back in the league, you know. It's just good to see RG3 back. You know, maybe if Flacco gets banged up or something, he'll get a chance. Otherwise, you know, he's going to make a lot of money. I think it's $1 million per year for this year for Griffin. So, you know, it's not a bad gig. Backup quarterback, you don't get hurt very much. You get to hang out, you know, make $1 million. Hey, you know, I'd take that. You know, most people out there in the world would too. Continued on, a big trade. Brandon Cooks is sent from the New England Patriots to the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are going all in this season. They got Ndamukong Suh. They got Aqib Talib. They got Marcus Peters. Well, now they trade for Brandon Cooks. Apparently, they felt their first overall pick, and I think a 6th-round pick is what they gave up for Cooks. Apparently, they thought that 1st-round pick, like if they drafted a player, he wouldn't be ready to go right now. And the Rams are going all in for this 2018 season. It's Super Bowl or bust for them. So Brandon Cooks makes sense because he's going to be able to give more than an incoming rookie would. And that's going to translate to big plays for this offense. Sammy Watkins left in free agency, so they had a hole to fill. Brandon Cooks will plug that void, or that hole, I should say. He'll fill that vacancy. And it's a decent pickup for them. I don't know if Cooks is worth a 1st-round. Just because the Saints shift him out, you know, and the Patriots just shift him out. It seems like everybody wants to get rid of this guy, and you have to wonder, why does everybody want to trade away Brandon Cooks? And if you watch the Super Bowl when he got knocked out by Malcolm Jenkins, he got knocked out of the game. Malcolm Jenkins lit him up. He tried cutting back. Melvin Jenkins was scraping. It was a big hit. And I think Bill Belichick just kind of realized that Brandon Cooks is undersized. He's like 5'10", 185 pounds. He's undersized, and because of that lack of size, it was hard for them to buy in as Cooks as a true number one receiver. They felt like they should go a different route and get someone maybe a little bit more durable who won't get knocked out during the Super Bowl, you know. And even though Cooks was great at taking the top off the defense, I always use that term, that Randy Moss term, you know, and what that means is he's a great vertical passing game receiver, which means he has the speed to get behind defenders. But, you know, at any point, you know, because of his size, Cook's the size, he could take a big hit and really just be out of the game or be injured for a significant period of time. Now, in Cook's defense, he's been actually he's held up pretty well despite his small size. But in the Super Bowl, Belichick got a whiff of what could happen. Obviously, that gave him cold feet. He shipped Brandon Cooks off to the Rams. The Rams, you know, have a championship caliber team now, probably the best team in the NFL. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles were very, very good, but I think with what the Rams have done, they might have passed them. And the Patriots, on the other hand, now they have two first-round picks. They have the 23rd overall pick, I believe, and the 31st overall pick. You know, they could take those two picks and trade up. There's been rumors that the front office likes Josh Rosen. But the thing is, Josh Rosen, he won't be on the field that first year. Yeah, you'll have a guy waiting in the wings behind Brady, but you need to put as many pieces on the field right now that will get on the field from day one so you can optimize Brady's time left and give him a good chance of winning another Super Bowl. Brady did his job in the last Super Bowl. He threw for 500 yards, so he's going to handle himself. You know, just put as much talent as you can around him. So we saw that Bill Belichick hosted or he went and coached up the kids at North Carolina State's Pro Day. And he really liked Bradley Chubb, and he said to Bradley Chubb, you know, we're not going to see you picking at 31 overall. Maybe Bill Belichick went home and thought, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I can to get another pick so we can trade up and go get Bradley Chubb. Because I think Bradley Chubb, and I think even Bill Belichick thinks Bradley Chubb is going to be the next great defense to end in the league. Defense wins championships. New England's defense was the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl. The Eagles ate them up. Chubb would come in, be a superstar from day one and give them a huge boost. Or maybe they do want Rosen and they do just want a future plan, you know, after Brady. And who knows, you know, we'll find out which route the Patriots end up going. You know, they could just take DJ Moore at 23 and take like a, you know, even Maurice Hurst at the 31 pick. And that's two good players that are going to come in and probably be able to get on the field from day one. So anything's possible. You know, maybe they don't go receiver and defense. Maybe they go, you know, cornerback or some other position, you know, tight end because Gronk's leaving. Who knows? You know, they could do anything. But I think, you know, maybe move up, get Rosen or Chubb, or maybe pick someone like DJ Moore, pick someone like Maurice Hurst, and just have a good haul of players. So the jury's still out. We'll see at the end of the month when the draft rolls around. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Next, we got the Broncos. You know, I was already talking about, you know, Bradley Chubb, and, you know, he would be great next to Von Miller. But if he's not on the board, you know, the Broncos could always go someone like Tremaine Edmonds or, you know, Roquan Smith and put them opposite of Von Miller at the other outside linebacker spot. And just those two players alone, if they got like a Tremaine Edmonds or they got a Roquan Smith, one of those guys, and paired them with Von Miller, that pass rushing tandem is going to be so lethal. Those two players alone can almost change the Broncos' luck. You know, the Broncos have been down and out. You know, John Elway won a Super Bowl. That was a great job. But since then, things have been really trending downward. And the pressure is growing against Elway. And, you know, you hate to see that because he did win a Super Bowl. And automatically, you know, if you won a Super Bowl, you've done a good job, plain and simple. Because there's guys in the NFL that are GMs and have been GMs for 10 years. And, you know, they've done a good job, but they've never won a Super Bowl. And we look at them like, hey, they've done a good job. You can't say Elway hasn't done a good job because he's won a Super Bowl. He just won that Super Bowl so quick that now that we're past that, we're starting to question him. So we have to keep in perspective that he has won a Super Bowl and that automatically means he hasn't done a bad job. So Elway needs to get it right. Bradley Chubb, if he's not there, Tremaine Edmonds, or maybe trade back a couple picks and go with Roquan Smith, who was the Dick Buckus Player of the Year, one of the top guys at Georgia. I don't think Roquan Smith can play inside at the NFL level. I just think he's too undersized. You want at least 250 pounds in the middle if you're for like an inside linebacker in the NFL. But I think Roquan Smith's around 236. He ran a pretty good 40 time. I think it was low 4.5s, 4.51. Bump him outside. Use Von Miller and Roquan Smith to just fire off the ends. But really, I think if Chubb's not there, you got to go Edmonds. This Tremaine Edmonds guy out of Virginia Tech, he is a great, great player because he's so big, 6'5", 250 pounds, very fast, 4.5, 4, I think, range type of guy. Just a physical specimen. Just one of kind of like one of the rare like physical frames, like the frame and the physical standpoint of Tremaine Edmonds is just phenomenal. He's gonna bring a lot of pressure off the edge. He would be great opposite of Von Miller. You get Tremaine Edmonds outside, and you get Von Miller on the other outside. You blitz those guys all season, you're gonna create chaos, and it's gonna make life easier for the secondary. They're gonna pick off more balls. Quarterback's going to throw up more ducks because he's going to be under pressure and be taking hits. So if I'm Elway, obviously I'm going Chubb first, top priority. You get Chubb and you get Von Miller on the same defense, the fireworks are going off. If not, I'm going Tremaine Edmonds just because the guy's a freak of nature. He can play inside. He can play outside. So you really can play him anywhere. I would play him outside just because I want a playmaker outside. And then, like, a guy like Shane Ray, who was hurt last year but has some potential, I'd try to bump him inside somewhere. I think you got to go Tremaine Edmonds outside with Miller just because those guys are the real playmakers. And in a 3-4 defense, you need outside linebackers who can make plays. So, but, you know, if you want to stick with Shane Ray for a year outside and bump Edmonds inside just to get a good group on the field, that versatility of Tremaine Edmonds is really a huge key factor. He's heavier than Roquan Smith, which is good. He's just a bigger guy than Roquan Smith is. And he's really in the same, you know, class of speed as Roquan Smith, too. So why not go with the bigger guy who's just as fast? You know, the only thing that, you know, Roquan has going for him is just the pure instincts. You know, like I said, the Buckus Award winner. You know, so really it's like, do you go with the physical specimen or do you go with the Dick Buckus Award winner? It's a toss-up. It doesn't seem like you can lose either way, but I'm going with the freak of nature, Tremaine Edmonds, and I'm pairing him up with other freak of nature, Von Miller, and I'm just blitzing outside blitzes, cover one, cover zero, some zones behind it, but I'm really getting after the quarterback, and I think that's going to translate to a lot of wins. Some other news we got going on. What are the Browns going to do? You know, they just signed Carlos Hyde, excuse me. Are they going to take Saquon Barkley? Or are they going to pass? Because, you know, they have a running back. As much as Saquon Barkley is a flat out superstar, they could pick up, you know, like Quentin Nelson at one and Bradley Chubb at four and just go the top offensive lineman and the top defensive lineman in the draft. That's going to add so much to the Browns overall team. And then maybe just ride with Tyrod Taylor for a year or so. Everybody thinks, oh, you have to draft a quarterback. And by following the status quo, teams shoot themselves in the foot sometimes because you got to put players who are going to help right now. This is a win now league, and bringing on board a guy who's just going to sit on the bench for a year isn't the smartest move. Really, Cleveland could go a number of options. They could go Darnold, and then they could go probably Barkley at four if they don't if the Giants or the Jets pass on Barkley. I don't think that's going to happen. But even they could go Darnold at one and Nelson at four. You know, I'm not sold on Darnold. I think Rosen's better. I would go Rosen if I was the Browns. But the thing is, like I said, I don't even really want to take a quarterback. I would rather take the best offensive lineman and the best defensive lineman in the draft, just bring two stars in and ride with it from there. But you know, since they're going to go after the quarterback, go Rosen. Trust me, he's the most pocket ready. He's the most ready pocket passer, and he's going to make plays for a team. That's all we got tonight. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Check out endzoneblog.com for all your updates. Signing off. Thank you.